I'm a Leo. I'm a Virgo. Us Virgos. I'm a Libra. Please. Please. Release us. Hello, what's up? What's up? How are you guys doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. I came to realize, unaonanga vinye podcast wanakuanga na intro, kila podcast iko na intro yake. I have never actually like sat down and thought that, okay, this is not going to be my podcast intro. Listening back to my previous episodes, I came to realize that I actually say the same thing over and over, and that just simply became an introduction. Anyway, how are you guys doing? Welcome to a new episode. This is episode 111. If you're those people who believe in, what are they called? Astrology and is it 333999666? If you believe in those things, do you believe in them? Because I don't think I do. there's some people, time ikifikanga, when the time is 11:11 and the date is 11, now that means something. At now that is when do you manifest. Oh my gosh, honestly, I don't think I don't believe in that stuff, but it's okay if you do. And I unpopular opinion, actually, I don't believe in astrology. I don't believe in zodiac signs, especially zodiac signs. I don't believe in them, honestly. Ati, I'm a Leo. I'm a Virgo. Us Virgos, I'm a Libra. Please. Please. Release us. Release us. I even saw a tweet the other day that someone said, ati, muna tumia zodiac sign ku excuse tabia mbaya. Yani, You're using your zodiac signs to excuse bad behavior. So you'll just behave badly and just say, okay, I do that because I'm a Virgo. Us Virgos, we are, I don't know, relentless. I don't know, Gemini, we are, please, release us. Please, I beg. Anyway, welcome to this new episode. If you're listening to this voice, this noisemaker, for the first time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. First things first, check out my YouTube. I need to edit a vlog. I am about to edit for you guys the cutest vlog you've ever watched from me. Hey, y'all aren't ready. You're not ready. So I think I'm gonna drop that vlog this week, in the course of the week or early next week, but a vlog is coming up soon. So Unspoken Podcast KE on YouTube, Awino Awiti on TikTok. I'm loving my TikTok from the people who engage with my content on TikTok. Y'all are close to my heart. So check out my TikTok, engage my content over there, and Instagram. Instagram, I also love Instagram. But there, let me tell you guys, I have like my favorite apps. Should I tell you guys my favorite apps? My favorite apps are Pinterest, Snapchat. I love Snapchat. Snapchat is like my safe space. You get it? The people who have my contact on Snapchat know. Like, Snapchat is like my safe space. Like, I have a different audience on Snapchat, and then Instagram, I have a different audience, and then there's TikTok is a whole other different audience, and then YouTube is a different audience, and then of course WhatsApp is a different audience. So those platforms I like for different things. So I think Snapchat is slowly becoming one of my favorite apps. Okay, YouTube is also there. Oh my gosh, what is my favorite app? I know Instagram is not my favorite app. It used to be my favorite app, but guys really spoiled Instagram for us. Guys glamorized Instagram. Instagram is all about aesthetics. Like, oh my gosh, Instagram is overrated, if you ask me. Instagram slowly is I think it's number 5 over there. It's not on my top 3, and it used to be my favorite app. In fact, it was my number one app ever, before even YouTube or there. But when Instagram was my favorite app, and even TikTok wasn't there. So Instagram, people really spoiled Instagram for us. So currently, my favorite apps are Pinterest. Oh my gosh, I love Pinterest. I just love checking out Pinterest. Even though I'm not even looking for an inspo, I just love checking in just Pinterest boards. Just oh my god, I love Pinterest. So Pinterest, then Snapchat. Pinterest and Snapchat on the same level, and then TikTok definitely, and then TikTok and YouTube. Yeah, those are my current favorite apps, and I think most used apps, the apps I use daily, the apps I don't actually use daily. I have a lot of apps on my phone. I think I need to delete some. So yeah, those are my current Snapchat, love that. Anyway, we are not here to talk about apps, please. Oh, apparently I'm talking about apps, and actually today is Monday and it's Tech Week. So happy Tech Week, guys. Today is Tech Week and the deals. If you've ever wanted to buy an electronic, a phone, a smartphone, accessories, you guys, this is the time. This is actually Tech Week. And Jumia, Kilimall, they're having like insane offers on their tech products. You need to check that out. Don't say I didn't link you up. Don't say I didn't link you up. Don't say I didn't link you up. So this is Tech Week. That's why I think I'm talking about that. Anyway, welcome to this episode. Today, I want to talk about things I simply do not care for. Because honestly, man, me, I'm growing up. I was even telling my friend the other day, like, when did I grow up so fast? Like, how fast did I grow up? Like, some things, like nowadays, I look at someone who's 20 years, I'm like, you're just a baby. I can even give you advice. If I meet Niliana Mimflani, I didn't know I grew up until nowadays. When you meet a kid, you ask a kid, so how is school going on? What subjects do you like? Like, geez, I thought we were just kids the other day. So when did we grow up? So we are growing up actually so fast. And me, I'm heading to my late 20s. And I'm like, yo, this adulting thing, there are things that honestly nowadays I simply do not care for. I don't give an F about them. So number one, the first thing I simply do not care for, the cheapest option. Nowadays, by the way, when I'm buying something, of course, the different brands, especially electronics, I don't go for the cheapest option. Especially electronics, but most of the things, actually. I ask myself, okay, why is this expensive than this one? I compare. Ask yourself. By the way, if you ever heard of the quote, cheap is expensive, it actually is true. Cheap is actually very expensive. So I usually just ask myself, so why is this more expensive than this one? I compare. It means that it has some features. It means that it's more durable than the other one. So nowadays, at least if I can't afford it, if I can't afford at least the more expensive one, I'd rather keep that money and nyongeze and wait till I get the full amount to afford the expensive one. That rather than going for a cheap option, bro. No, please, like, adulting, like, one lesson I've learned through my adulting and living alone is that you need to invest in durable pieces, things that will last you longer. You don't want to buy a mattress, especially mattress, by the way, things you should not even go cheap on. Mattress, sleep is expensive. Sleep and good sleep is really, it can change everything for you. Good, comfortable sleep is, and a good mattress can change everything for you. So things like a mattress, I can't go cheap on. Electronics, I can't go cheap on. Nowadays, even some clothes, I don't really go cheap on clothes. Kitambo, I remember I used to be that girl who used to nikipita ni mwana dresses aso. So nikisikia mtu mia dress. Ndo mimi nishaenda nimeinama, nimechagua. Nisikia tops 50. Ndo mimi nimeenda nimeinama, nimechagua. And then I would get that I have a lot of clothes, but I don't have outfits. You get it? So I'm in a situation now. I need to go out. I need to maybe go for a date. I now have a lot of clothes in my wardrobe, but I can't find an outfit to go. Like, I can't even find a perfect outfit, the perfect outfit to go outside for a date, because I went for the cheap options, which really aren't quality pieces. Nowadays, I don't buy zungus as well. So, of course, I buy once. I can't now say that. Yeah. But once is like kidogo, maybe nguo za kushinda kwa nyumba. Just lounging in the house, of course, that I can. But I opt for actually expensive clothes. Afadhali ni zile nguo za duka. I buy online. Like, I'd rather spend, I can spend like 5K on just 2 pieces of clothes or 3 pieces, but they're quality pieces. They're timeless pieces. Even when I step out, Oh, mashallah. Mashallah, I look good. And like, I'm so confident I look good. I look expensive. Yeah, girlies, I hope you're listening to this. This is something we should try. Kwanza ngoza madems nafunga chipati 20 bob top. 30 bob, 50 bob. Don't do that. Like, inunua hizo kidogo tu za kushida, za kushikilia. But try, start investing in it. Don't always go for the cheaper option. As I get older, I'm learning, don't always go for the cheaper option. I simply don't care for the cheaper option. I'll ask myself, that expensive one, why is it expensive than this one? I want that expensive one. And one thing I'm learning these days, and actually I live by these days, is that I don't need to cut my budget. Like, if the money is not enough, I don't need to cut my budget. I just need to work more harder. So I'll just work harder and get the expensive thing that I want. That's what I live by nowadays. I'm not compromising. I don't want to compromise. Anyway, that is the first thing. I don't care for the cheapest option. Number two, something I simply don't care for, unsolicited opinion. I'm even gonna talk about this. Like, if I didn't ask for opinion, shut up. Shut up. So I don't care for unsolicited opinion or what other people's opinion on me. I don't care for pleasing everyone. Recovering people pleaser here. I don't really care for pleasing anyone nowadays. Number one, something else I don't really care for is FOMO. Like, nowadays, FOMO, like, if I'm meant to be somewhere, I'd go. If I'm meant to attend something, I'll go. If I miss something, I was never meant to be there. Simple, no regrets. Kitambo, I used to be so, like, I used to want to be everywhere because I feared missing out. In fact, I did an episode on that. One thing about me. I'll talk about something I struggled. I'll talk about my personal development. So I actually have that an episode on FOMO. It's actually on YouTube. I did it with two other guys. And then it's here. Listen to it. I did it. Because I even talked about how there's some things I started doing out of FOMO. You know? Not like I wanted to do them. Not that I really enjoyed doing them. But I actually started doing them because I felt like I'm missing out. I need to be part of the cool people, the cool gang. So yeah, FOMO. Nowadays, I don't really care for FOMO. If I miss on something, I'm like, bye. I wasn't meant to be there. And as this adulting thing, you can't be out there like going everywhere and just wanting to be everywhere. So nowadays, I've learned, I don't care about FOMO, honestly. I don't. Something else I simply do not care for, drama. Me and drama, find drama right, me left. Like, I hate drama. I hate gossip drama. I hate that stuff, honestly. And that is something I think really, in Fanyanga, I don't have. I currently don't have many people in my circle. The people who used to be in my circle, some, not everyone. There's some people who used to bring drama into my life, and I was like, nah, this shit ain't for me. This shit ain't for me. So drama, gossip, I don't care for that shit. Something else I don't really care for nowadays, keeping up with trends. Hey, you want to keep up trends? You want to be the trend setter, the trend. You're always on trend. Oh, please. I do not care for that nowadays. That's why, and this point goes back to even the fashion thing. Like, when it comes to fashion, there's always gonna be new fashion day in, day out. So if you're that person who likes keeping up with fashion, keeping up with trends, like, if this is trending, I need to be on it. If this is viral, I need to be on it. No, like, I've come to realize that not everything needs my attention. Like, if it's something I like, if it's something I want, well and good, but not actually everything needs my attention. And this goes also to TikTokers. Like, something is trending, you have to jump on that trend. Something, and then maybe it flops. But yeah, I really don't care for keeping up with trends nowadays. Another thing I simply do not care for nowadays is over consumerism. Let's talk about that. Let's clack it. This is something that has been heavily influenced by social media. In social media is actually pushing over consumerism so much, especially these influencers. Yeah, no shade, but yeah, they really do. Especially on social media, okay, the TikTok. Someone is doing a fridge restock. Fridge restock has costed 50 Kenyan shillings, 50,000 Kenyan shillings for just a fridge restock. Someone, and that person, Macu, they live alone, actually. He or she lives alone, and they're doing a fridge shopping for like 50k, and then you are watching them on TikTok like, okay, I need to do this. So people are doing this. Okay, if one person can do this for their, can buy all these things, even me, I want them. So you go to this market, you also want to do that. And this also goes for like skincare products. So you're watching your favorite influencer, they're using, I don't know how, a million plus skincare beauty products, and then you want to purchase them. You don't even know how they got it. So actually social media pushes over consumerism a lot, and if you are not careful, you will be a victim of over consumerism. You'll find yourself buying a lot of things you actually do not need because you saw that your favorite influencer is using it, but you actually do not need it. So you'll find yourself having a lot of things that you don't even use. So nowadays I don't really care for over consumerism. The stuff I've maintained my skincare routine, the things I have, that's what I'm using, that's what's working for me. Simple. Another thing I do not really care for, small talk. Who has time for small talk? I actually am the worst person at Unani text at hi at now you want me to like you want to start talking at you want to fake checking up on me. I hate that shit. So nowadays I don't care for small talk. I don't know, just I feel like just go straight to the point. Please go straight to the point. And if you don't vibe, like, just climb to end in Jayzak. Another thing I do not care for nowadays, hard parting, hard clubbing. What is that the word? Like parting hard. Yeah. Parting hard, clubbing, drinking lots of alcohol, overindulging. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Overindulging in alcohol, parting hard, clubbing. I've come to realize that is something nowadays I do not care for. Nowadays on a Saturday night, you'll find me in my house watching a Nigerian movie. That is actually, by the way, I'm currently enjoying watching Nigerian films on YouTube. They're so hilarious. They're so interesting. I've actually even cancelled I've said I'm not paying for my Netflix subscription this month because Netflix, the movies over there, they're so, like, they're boring. There's some, they're pushing some other, like, some characters don't even need to be there in a film. You don't see the purpose of that character in a movie or a series, but yeah. So I'm taking a break from Netflix and from Netflix movies and series. Of course, I'm going to come back. Of course, yet I'll never watch. I'm going to take a break from Netflix. I think for 2 months, this month and next month, I want to watch more African films. I want to watch Nigeria. I'm currently watching Nigerian films. I want to watch more Kenyan films. Because there are a lot of Kenyan films on YouTube. You guys, we actually don't watch them enough and don't push them enough. So that's what I'm currently vibing to. Yeah, and I'm loving it. I've binged watched a lot of things. My YouTube algorithm has completely changed. Now they just recommend Nigerian films and I'm loving it. Honestly, yeah. So what was I saying? I simply don't care for? Over consumerism. Yeah, small talk, definitely. Parting hard, all those shebang. Anyway, what else do I not care for? Let's see. People who don't like me. That's your business, bro. That's your business, not mine. So I don't care if you don't like me, if you don't like my content. Now what do you want me to do? You see my accent, like if you watch those Nigerian films, okay, we watch Mingi, you start talking like them. It is so hilarious. I don't care for fake emotions. If I'm not, but there, I do not. In fact, when I'm one person, and one thing I love about myself, I don't actually know how to fake something. I do not. You'll just see it in my face. I don't know how to hide my emotions. I don't really know how to fake my emotions. So if I'm not feeling it, I'm not pretending, honestly. I don't care for that. And I also don't care for over-explaining myself. If I said what I said, I don't see the need to justify myself to everyone. And this really affects a lot of people on social media. If you're trending, I don't know. I see a lot from these influencers on TikTok, on Instagram. Like, you feel like you really need to explain yourself to people. Like, people, when you see the comments, you feel like you even go all the way to make a video and explain yourself to people who you don't know. I always find that cringe, if you ask me. And I say, I even ask myself, so if I ever become famous one day, are these the things I need to do? Like, I need to over explain myself to people who I don't even know. I just interact with them on social media. Do I really need to do that? I'm even thinking, I don't even want to be famous, coming to think of it. I just love this little life of mine where I don't really need to explain myself. Because once you put your life on social media out there, there's some things you just need. You need to explain to people. There are online aunties out there. Online aunties and uncles, they're there. You need to explain to them. So I really don't care for explaining myself, over explaining myself, honestly. Comparing myself to others. I've talked about that several times on the pod. Like, my journey is mine. Other people's success don't shake me. So I don't really care for comparing myself to others, comparing my journey to others. I don't care for that. I also don't care for perfectionism. Like, who's perfect? No one's perfect. So I'd rather do something than chase perfectionism. I'd rather do better than chase perfectionism. For perfectionism, it's all about the progress, not the necessary pressure and just wanting to be perfect. So that's my simple list of things I simply do not give an F about. Yeah, I think I have everything. This is all the things I had on this list. I hope you've learned something on this episode, and remember to tell me in the comments what are things you simply do not care for. And I'm gonna come back with the part two many months later. Of course, as I grow older, the things I simply stop caring for, and then as I grow older, the simply I start caring for more. So yeah, life changes and you grow, man, and your priorities change. So I'm gonna come back with this with the part two on this. Anyway, I hope you learned something from this very short episode with me rapping all over your ears. Hope you've learned something. Remember to check out my content. Remember to like, subscribe on my YouTube, everything, all the good things. Oh, also, if you still wanna be part of Watching Unspoken Story, they said, I'm gathering the strength, guys. I'm gathering the strength to go back, to go into production, because that series is a lot of work. It's a lot of investment. It needs me to go to travel to the place where it has a lot of logistics. So I'm gathering the strength, and yeah, I'm doing some work on the background. So if you still want to be part of the series, be sure to I always leave the Google form link on every episode. So click the link and submit. Okay, right. What have I missed? I don't think I have missed anything. I'll have to see you on the next episode. Adios.